1. It's the Jono, Ben and Sharon podcast.
Here we go, New Zealand Friday afternoon. Welcome to the show. And if you're in the 03 in Canterbury, it's a day off, so enjoy that.
Oh, well, I love it when you say the 03. It makes you sound street.
Yeah, I heard someone say the other day when I was in Christchurch, to be honest, I was like, I like that.
Welcome to the 03.
Now I'm doing
it. But it's covering a wide range. There's a whole of the South Island's 03.
Maybe it's not all 03 then. Yeah. When technically, maybe not all of them are on holiday.
And a large portion of the audience wouldn't even know what the 03's for.
Oh, God.
Given landlines are...
Now you pulled it apart.
Almost defunct.
You picked this apart, then I won't say it again. I said it once, I sounded cool, and now I'm not so cool.
Learn from your mistakes, mate. Big show coming up, though, and I say that every day. 9 times out of 10, I don't mean it. It's just something that spills out of my bald mouth.
Yeah.
But tonight and today, I mean it, Ben.
Okay. Well, why is it such a big show then?
Well, Sharon Casey joins us next. She's back from America looking like a bag of cockroaches.
Yeah.
She's coming in with a huge announcement regarding our replacements next year, Ben.
We don't even know what this announcement is, right?
No, we don't. Maybe the announcement is the 03 is redundant now that there's no landlines.
It could be.
And last night, I didn't commit a crime, but it felt like I was committing a crime in the supermarket. That's right. Do you want to know what it was?
Yeah.
So I went in there, I was very hungry, and they say you should never go to the supermarket hungry.
Oh, because you buy more stuff, right?
You do, you're ravenous. And I have only done this once previously, but I got a bag of chips, and I opened them up, and I ate them while I was walking through the supermarket.
What a badass.
And then I paid for them at the end. Can you do that? Is that a thing?
I don't know if legally... I guess you haven't walked out of
the store with them.
But then you've just helped yourself to some produce.
I mean, you could have your dinner. You could have a 3-course meal wandering around while you're doing your supermarket shopping. Because they've got all the heated section. I think you could really... I know we're tight on time these days, but you can have your dinner while you shop now.
I guess it's no different to going to a restaurant. You have the meal and then on your way out you pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You haven't left. Maybe.
I want to know if it's frowned upon by the supermarket fraternity and 0800 The Edge. Why are you a low-level badass?
Not a full badass. You didn't do anything too bad.
No.
But a little bit naughty.
Fraser's Four Square, Cecilia speaking.
Cecilia, Jono, Ben from The Edge.
Hello.
How are ya?
Great.
Cecilia. And what are you just dealing with a customer and talking to us at the same time?
I actually am.
And that's why you're the best in the goddamn game.
Yeah, multitasking, I love it. We've got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
If someone comes in and has, like, opens a bag of chips, eats them, but still pays on the way out, is that frowned upon in the supermarket game?
Oh, it quite often happens here.
As long as they pay?
As long as they pay. That's the main thing.
I did it last night and I felt like a low-level badass.
It depends where you do it. If you do it in the supermarket, I don't think it's a good thing. In the big supermarket.
Oh, really?
Well, you were, Jono was in a big supermarket, so he's a full-level badass.
Yeah, he must be.
All right, Celia.
Oh, thank you.
I better hop on my motorbike, put on my leather pants and leave you alone.
Bye.
All right, see you later.
The bad boys, you're suddenly more attracted to me.
The bad boy of commercial radio.
You know, the other night...
Not too bad that he won't play the commercials, though.
Yeah, because that would be really bad.
That would lose you your job.
Detrimental to our jobs. The other night, it was rubbish day, and I had too much, just a little bit left over recycling for my bin, too much. So I found another bin down the road, and one of my neighbours, and I put my trash in their bin. Low-level badass. Still recycling, still saving the planet, but in somebody else's bin.
Oh, you never want to not recycle, Ben.
No. Oh, here's another one.
Jeez, mate. Hold on. I don't know if I like working with this guy.
I was cooking 2-minute noodles. You know when I took it out of the microwave? 1:57. Badass. Didn't even wait for the full 2 minutes.
All right, let's hit the phones. Low-level badasses. Alex, you're on the air. What do you want to say?
Oh, sometimes when you're at supermarket, they take more than 12 items through the express oil.
Oh, what a low-level badass.
How many items do you take?
Oh, you wouldn't push it past 14, would you?
No, 14's about the limit, eh? Any more than that, you're like, oh, this is too far.
Yeah, pushing it.
Good on you, Alex.
Such a great call.
Lacey, low-level badass.
Hello, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, mate, we are doing well. It's Friday. We had a beer before. We're feeling great.
Yes. And hey, my first low-level badass action of today, I'm drinking before 5. Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
no! without shoes on. I ride my push bike without a helmet. I turn a corner without indicating. Dude, I should be locked
well,
up.
Mate, some of these are extreme.
I'm
not condoning the riding without the helmet.
She's like,
it's a push bike on the path. It's all right. Police love it.
I walk into banks with balaclavas and guns.
Where do you live? I need
it in front of
the place
of your Lacey, you're too badass for us, mate. You have a great weekend.
Lana, you're on the air, low-level badass.
Oh, my God, that lady was such a badass.
She was.
I sometimes pull into petrol stations just to use the bathroom, not even to fill up my car.
Oh, what a badass.
Yeah, you do.
I took an extra napkin the other night from the restaurant, didn't need it, but put it in the car as well. What a badass.
And if you know the other one is when you go to Burger King or McDonald's and just use their bathroom too.
Oh, you sound quite regular.
It's on a night out, you know.
You know, when you're going past the bush, I just use that as well. Thank you very much.
I have that privilege, though.
All right, there's only so much badass we can have on this show, and I think we need to pull pin now.
No, I think too much badass to get your weekend started.
Oh, let's be honest, you guys don't care. You've checked out for the week, haven't you?
Who's checked out for the week?
Not you, I'm talking to the listener.
Okay.
A little defensive, guy.
I'm in here, battling away.
Who's checked out for the week?
I'm sure there's people listening right now that
have checked out for the week.
I'm sure, yes, but I'm sure there's other people that got wanting to check out for the week, but still having to do a lot of stuff.
Okay, so you were defending them, were you?
Yeah, I am.
Defending their honour.
Their honour, yeah.
Yeah, good on you. Now, Annie Pryor, she's my mother, I love her.
Yeah.
I have to. Because she gave birth to me.
Yeah, she did.
And she's got her own song, the great Michael Jackson. No.
Now, this song, we don't need to play the Michael Jackson songs right now.
Michael Jackson, no, a blemish-free career, that guy. Anyway, Annie Pryor, if you haven't missed one of her many appearances on the show, she is reluctant about coming on this radio show, hates it.
Hello.
Annie.
Hi.
How's lunch, babe?
Well, we've just, Jonathan, am I going to be on air? I don't remember what I said. Why?
How's lunch, babe?
Well, I'm not your babe, and my friends do not want to hear from you. Well, I'm going to put the Cardinay in first, then.
Oh, the Cardinay.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Annie.
Hello. Oh, are you coming home from work?
No, I'm still at work, mate.
Oh, okay, mate.
So that's some of Annie's greatest hits.
You loved Annie, but it doesn't sound like she loved you back.
That's a one-way street. Well, Annie has received some official fan mail.
What, from her appearances on the radio?
Yes, she's got her own fan club, Annie, so we'll go through to her now in Christchurch. It's a public holiday there in Christchurch. She'll answer the phone, hopefully.
Hello.
Hey, John boy.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, mate, is Mum around, buddy?
Is Mum around?
Yeah.
Yeah, here she is. She's got a cold.
Oh, not in a good mood. She will not be in a good mood. You're getting in the neck, big guy, I bet. No?
He doesn't want to answer that.
Hi.
Hello, Annie.
Hi.
It's your favourite son here, / your only one.
Exactly, yeah.
Ben's here as well.
your favourite friend of your only son.
Okay, I've been stuffed up. I've got tissues stuffed up my nose.
Why have you got them stuffed up your nose?
Because if I hadn't, it would have dripped into the Christmas cake that I was making.
Great time to be making Christmas cake. Make sure you send me a piece.
Can't you just delay the Christmas cake until you're better?
Well, no, Jay, I had soaked all the fruit.
You realise it's November 15th, you've got a lot of time.
No, I haven't been.
Annie loves
them. In the olden days, you used to have to make them about June.
And they last for about 9 to 12 years, don't they, Christmas cake?
Yep.
I'm still eating the one from 1999. Now, Mum.
Yeah.
Okay, and I realise you're under the weather, so this will be something to make you a fit. It'll give you a bit of a pep in your step there, Annie.
Yes.
It's time for another episode of Annie's Fannies, 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 Annie's Fannies.
What?
The official Annie Pryor fan club, the Annie's Fannies.
Oh, crikey, Jonathan.
We've had some feedback on you, some fan mail.
Good, I like that.
Okay. Jono, your mum is the best. Why can't we have more of Annie on the radio and less of you?
Annie's fair niece, 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 Annie's fair niece.
I suspect, thank whoever it was, but I actually suspect it was probably in-house, wasn't it?
What, are you suggesting I wrote that?
One of you did.
Okay. Hey, mate, Annie, don't go pulling back the curtain, babe. Okay, showbiz.
Everything on radio is 100% legit. You know that.
Showbiz, baby.
That's right. It's all true, isn't it?
That's right. Well, you and your runny nose and your tissues up your nostrils, go and have a lovely weekend. Enjoy the Christchurch public holiday today.
It is a Christchurch. It's a beautiful day.
And can we get you to sing along with Annie's Fannies? Here we go.
Probably not, Jonathan.
Just go, Annie's Fannies, Annie's Fannies.
No, I'm not going to sing, Jonathan.
No, just go, Annie's Fannies.
Never in a million years will I say that.
Okay, well, there we go. Thank you very much. Love you, Mum. Bye. Poppy, my little one, she's in a bit of a ballet concert this weekend, and last night I went to the rehearsal. Okay, and
so you had to enjoy the rehearsal first.
No, you weren't allowed to go in.
Oh, right.
So I was hanging outside with other dads, holding sequin tutus, and pink jackets,
and just talking about stuff and saying, "Where did my life end up?
Did we end up here?"
I'd be
passed out in a gutter if this was 5 years ago. But no, it was lovely. And I got talking to this guy whose dad sadly had passed away about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, you're just filling in time, light banter, etc. And he was
Does sound like light banter. It sounds like we got quite deep.
I suppose death is probably the opposite of light banter.
Yeah, light banter is like, the All Blacks, they didn't win the World Cup.
You know, we covered off that stuff, and I dove a bit deeper. You're right.
You just. Hey, mate, anyone pass away in your family in the last couple of weeks? First question.
Then I follow up, how's this weather? Yeah, I like to start with death first. You really get to know someone via death, don't you?
You do.
Yeah, but anyway, he was like, we were reminiscing about my dad. And he was saying when he was a kid, 10, 11 years old, his dad would get him to roll his joints. Now, I'm not talking about like rubbing his meniscus,
rubbing his knees and all sorts of
his hips during the cold winter months.
My arthritis is kicking in.
Yeah, no, talking about his bloody jazz cigarettes.
Wow.
His doobies.
Questionable parenting.
His jizzes.
It was probably the 80s or something like that, so 90s, so you know.
So he was rolling up his lightning rods.
I don't know if that makes it any better that it was the 80s or whatever. But
you can't just say it was the 80s and excuse it.
I don't know. It's just
Just because you're mentioning a decade from years gone by doesn't mean you get away with
the 80s.
Illegal acts.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he never smoked them.
No.
But no, he would just roll them for him because his dad obviously just couldn't be bothered doing it himself.
That's some questionable parenting.
I mean, my dad would send me down the road to go get his smokes. You had an arrangement with the dairy owner back. It was the 80s. with the dairy owner back. You'd leave, and then dad would phone the dairy owner, and I'd just go, hey, my son's on the way to get some B&H 10s. And I would roll down there, and the dairy owner would know all about it. I mean, it was all above board. It was the 80s. And then the dairy owner would give me a couple of beers.
No,
it was the 80s. It was the 80s.
You drive home.
Then he was like, I have a bevy of prostitutes out the back, young boy. It's the 80s. You can do whatever you want. Have a hoon.
A few years, 20 odd years time, you won't be able to do this, so enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, no. So what we wanted to open up this afternoon was questionable parenting. Now, the reason I have started this topic is I also know that Ben Boyce, you have some content that if you don't provide, I'll be very disappointed.
You know, I feel embarrassed talking about this because I also provided questionable parenting the other day. It was a couple of months ago. The All Blacks were playing a test at about 7:30 at night, and I wanted to watch it at home on Saturday night, and I have two little girls, you know, and they were like, oh, the rugby, you know, it didn't really excite them. So I was like, I'll check my TAB account. I had $10 in it. And I was like, hey, pick a number of an All Black player. I'll put $5 on. And if it wins some money, then I can obviously give you some of it.
And child gambling's never been a problem.
So this was great. They got really into the rugby. They're like, yeah, go number 15, go, you know, until the first try was scored. I was like, win. Until the next day, both the daughters come up to me and like, hey, is there any rugby on tonight? I'd like to win some money. I was like, oh, God.
Well, they got the bug.
This is problem gambling. This is this? I was like, oh, God, we're never doing this again.
You're like, hey, no gambling. Put a cigarette in your mouth.
It's the 80s.
Dan, questionable parenting. What happened when you were growing up?
How much time have you got?
oh, you got lots of stories.
Shocking childhood.
No, I'll talk to the message I sent through. So I had, there's a photo of me floating around. It's even on my Facebook page. I paint the picture. Firstly, I'm dressed in pink. Now, I am a male. And in the 80s, it's okay, it was the 80s.
It's the 80s.
My auntie is holding an assault rifle straight at my head.
Oh, my
and
God.
In the background, my other aunties and uncles are laughing and taking pictures.
Oh, okay. Even for the 80s, this was pushing the boat out.
That's intense. What was it, comedy purposes? What was the reason?
I don't know if you should use the word comedy. No. I mean, I found it pretty funny at the time, but, you know, I would have been about 18 months old.
Oh, jeez.
I think I was just learned to stand, and I was leaning up against the table, and, yeah, my uncle was in the New Zealand's version of the SAS or something to that tune. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, we all remember our first assault rifle headshot, don't we?
It was yesterday. Yeah, God.
Pivotal moment in every childhood. Hey, Dan, thank you for your call, mate. Cheers for listening.
Hey, no worries.
Oh, the next person just dropped off, just hung up. They're like, I can't beat that assault rifle story.
No, I don't think anyone would want to. Geez.
Yeah, okay, well, that was certainly questionable parenting. It sort of came in hot. ended it abruptly.
I think it's probably best to pull the pin on this, right?
Yeah. That was the end of that topic.
Friday evening, and we like to open up the phones, live a little dangerously with live DMs.
I heard the government's actually holding a referendum next year to see whether live DMs can still take place on the New Zealand airwaves. It's so dangerous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They want to end it. Want to know if you can actually end it voluntarily.
Much like euthanasia, Bill.
Yeah. That's right. Now, 800 The Edge, whatever you want to say, you can say on the radio. We need to say up front that we have no... We just wash our hands. We take no responsibility for what's about to happen.
Full disclosure. This is the most dangerous radio since Dom Harvey circa 2015.
Oh, that's dangerous.
That was... Yeah. Those are some glory days. Glory days of broadcasting. We're just going to go live to the phones, 0800 The Edge. You call up, you say what you want. It can be anything. Anything you want. Shana, you're live in our DMs. What do you want to say?
Hi. I was just calling about the ghosting situation.
Oh, we just talked before.
Yeah, have you been ghosted in a relationship?
Yeah, I actually have. I was dating a guy for 2 years and didn't realise he actually had a wife. I found out about a year into it. And
it's not something he opens with on the first date, is it?
Oh, no.
You probably would, right?
Yeah, well, I found out in about a year into our relationship that he had a wife and kids, and obviously that became really complicated. And but I continued to see him anyway. And then further down the track, he ended up ghosting me, and I found out that it was to go back to his wife and kids.
Oh, no!
That's horrible!
But I only found out because one of his friends wanted to get in touch with me because his wife wanted to speak to me.
So she knew about you, you knew about her?
Yeah, she found out about me and she wasn't angry with me. She just was like, this is what he does. He does this with so many women. Like, I hope you didn't fall in love with him because he'll do it to you too.
Oh, this is what he does. And this is why I love him.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I hope you're all good now.
Yeah, no, I'm happily engaged now.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad it all worked out in the end.
To a guy who's also engaged.
Yeah, but yes, you love him. You love him. That's what he does.
I mean, geez, that guy he's living the life of Riley. That's what he does. He likes to go off.
You knew that before you... Did I?
Jim, you're live in our DMs. Welcome. What do you want to say?
Hey, guys. I actually just found out that my dad isn't actually who I thought he was.
Oh, really?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
This is quite heavy.
I found out that my actual real dad is a radio announcer, and he left my
right.
Left my mum. She's His name's actually Ben.
Oh, Ben, not another one. Another one to the list.
This
another
is what scares
notch.
Me about this segment. You never know where the illegitimate children
can
are.
Can I just tell
up.
You, Jim? Can I just tell you, Jim? This yeah, is what yeah. he does.
That's what I do.
And this is why I love him. That's okay. what he does.
There's actually a Facebook group of people who...
Okay, okay, let's hang up on Jim.
Jim, Jim, great chatting. I'll send you a card on your birthday.
He's got a Gloria Vale's worth of children out there. Oh, you're live in our DMs. What do you want to say? It's been a roller coaster.
I just want to say hi.
Oh, hey, great start. Hi.
How are we?
We're good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
It's Friday.
It's
what are
Friday.
You up to this weekend?
It is. I'm going for a sesh at the moment.
You what, sorry?
Go for a slash, did she say, or a sash? Maybe she's in a beauty pageant.
I hope she said sash.
Miss Universe 2019, if they're still having those, I don't know if they still have those competitions, but maybe that's the sash she wanted.
Yeah, John, you're going to end this, and you're going to end this with a bang. I hope it's controversial.
Well,
I'm seeing your first successful partner, Guy Williams, tonight in Palmerston North. I'm just wondering... Yeah, I'm seeing his stand-up tonight. Did you guys get any of the custody rights with him in the next year for your show over at TVNZ?
Oh, are we taking Guy to TVNZ? Well, at the moment, we only are responsible for him every second weekend.
Yeah, he's with his real family the other times. I've got a lot of kids out there, as you just heard before.
It's always
meant to
end divorce.
It is, you know, the breakup, you know, and Guy's always like, you're not my real dad, and it's true, we're not his real dad.
I mean, before I leave, Ben, I've met your parents when you came down for the Palmy show. They're cool people.
Nice. Are they, you know what? They ended up leaving because we did Cooltown Bro and Palmy, and there was cardboard cutouts of the two of us out the front. The Houndstone brothers are made, and my dad took the one of me.
Yeah, I heard him say something that because they were two rows behind us, and I was joking when they walked in and a few other old people and a few bogans, or I guess they were Jono's type crowd.
No, Jono's family.
They've got an interesting fan base type thing, and then they said, oh, they're either their parents. I was like, oh, you guys' parents are you?
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm taking that as my son, if a cardboard cutout for him.
To be honest, Ben never calls his dad Kevin, and that's the only thing Kevin sees of Ben. Is their cardboard cutout.
He'll be there for Christmas again this year. The cardboard cutout's having a great time.
Hey, John.
Mum did say, Ben, that you feed your kids too much sushi and not enough pies.
That's probably a good one.
And I gave Sharon a little early gift of Christmas present to you guys, so make sure she shares it.
Oh, thanks, John.
Well, thanks very much. Well, you have a lovely weekend, John. You sound awesome.
Yeah. Good on you. This has been just a wonderful catch-up with John.
It was. We should do this again. I hope he calls again next week.
Live DMs, that's how it works.
It was actually last weekend I was chatting to someone, and so it was probably a lady, probably mid to late 20s, I would guess.
Picking her up?
No, just having a chat, as you do.
Where was this chat?
It was out and about. It was at a bar.
At a bar, okay.
But it wasn't. You don't need the. It was all just. It was a friend of a friend.
Right. So you at a bar chatting to a lady.
Like
in
my
her
wife
20s.
Was there, but at the same time. Anyway, I was just chatting away, and she was saying that.
What are your hobbies and interests?
No. Was you making it sound like a sketchy Tinder? It was just like a light conversation. We were talking about the previous weekend, and she mentioned how she'd been out, also at a bar that weekend, got home. And ended up reading for like 2 hours after a night drinking. She went to bed and read for 2 hours.
Oh, reading seems like...
It's hard to do at the best of times.
Yeah, it's boring. Like, how do you concentrate?
Well, as I said, I was like, do you remember anything the next day? She said, I remember reading, obviously, but I had to like start again because... basically reread the bits that I read. I was like, well, that was a waste of 2 hours.
You better off just going to sleep.
Yeah, I know. She was like, I love reading and that's what I normally do before I go to sleep. So I went and read. I was like, this is a really random thing to do at home after a night on the drink.
I've got nothing as exciting as that. I remember coming home and starting folding the washing, but I ended up the next morning with a whole bunch of mismatched socks folded together.
A little prank on yourself. That'll get him.
He'll be really annoyed. I know how much he likes a matching pair of socks.
It's like you're a different person when you come home just playing pranks on yourself the next day. Sober Jono's going to hate this.
Well, have I got one business sock and one anklet sock?
Producer Fipsy, you were just saying, well, one of your mates did what after coming home and doing something random?
Yeah, one of my old flatmates. I came home one night and found him just like disassembling the ironing board. Just,
What? So like unscrewing everything
just, like,
that was attached to it.
It had like little, I don't know, like wingnut screws or something, but he was just like pulling it apart and like had it all laid out on the lounge floor.
Had all the other jobs in the house been done?
Well, no.
And
he was
like, oh, I better tick the old disassembling the ironing board off the list.
I mean, the ironic thing was that he was pretty useless at, I mean, the rest of the housework, but if you want someone to pull apart your ironing board, he was the guy to go to.
Did he put it back together again?
He did, yeah, he did, the next morning.
He's like, oh, all right, that's a challenge. Yeah. Let me get that back to oh, it is. What a random thing. All right, the most random thing you've done at home after a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Love to hear from you this afternoon. It's got to be at home. Got to add a couple of drinks.
And we'll have more banter from Ben's pickup sessions.
Oh, yeah, I've got another great one for you.
his bar pickup sessions on Monday. Jody, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, we've just found out one of Ben's hobbies is watching domestic arguments.
Oh, jeez.
What did you come home and do after a couple of drinks?
So it wasn't actually me. It was my boyfriend. He came home and he roasted a full chicken.
Now, that takes time.
It does take time.
Like, legit, I would already be asleep. I'm pretty sure you're not meant to drink and roast.
No, we're just talking about that.
It's one of my hobbies. I hope he fell asleep while it was roasting,
no.
too.
The best part was my best friend was trying to do the little walk of shame out of one of the rooms. So she runs out naked. He's got a roast chicken in the hallway, and they just both kind of stare at each other like, what are you doing? Well, I don't know. What are you doing?
What, hold on. So, why is the chicken in the hallway now? Like, is he taking it to bed?
He's cooked it.
Is he taking it to bed to eat?
Yeah.
So then he eats the roast chicken.
Wow.
While you're sleeping next to him. So you just got, like, chicken grease and bits of chicken.
Well, I was like, what the hell is that? Smell. Look over and there's like a roast chicken on a plate. And he's just smiling.
Yeah, sorry, I've been in the kitchen for 2 hours lightly roasting a chicken.
Why is there a carcass on our bed?
Just at 180, didn't overcook it. It's beautiful.
Wow. Because you've got to let it cool down. Oh my God.
Oh, there's so many things wrong with that.
That's really good, Jody. Michelle, you're on the air. Welcome. You came home after a couple, and what did you end up doing?
Mowing the lawns.
Oh shit. God, what
this,
time
this
of
seems
night?
Like a bad idea.
Well, pubs just shut back in about 3, so it would have been about 4. And so I mowed a few strips, and then I obviously got sick of it, and I went to bed because I got, I don't know what time it was, but someone was banging at my door, and it was the noise control. They'd been called out to come and turn it off.
Well, because you're mowing your lawns at 4 o'clock in the morning.
In the dark. What were you thinking?
Multitasking. Didn't have to do it on the sad day.
You're like, I'll get it in now. I can sleep in the morning. Jeez.
Yeah, good. Not a good one, though.
No.
Because you didn't finish the lawns. Love your work, Michelle. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Olivia, you came home after a couple. What did you end up doing?
So it wasn't me. It was my brother. And he dyed his hair bright blue.
What came home and went, I'm going blue, guys?
Don't know. He didn't realise until 3 days later.
What, did he avoid all mirrors and reflections?
So he's 6'4", so he's taller than all the mirrors at his work.
Don't you hate it when you're taller than the mirrors and you can't?
I won't bend down and check if I've got anything on my face or my hair's fine. Or
for his whole life, he's just seen his torso and his legs.
Wow.
He doesn't even know what his face looks like.
And yeah, he doesn't have any mirrors in his flat either, so don't know.
What about when he was driving in the rear vision mirror? And did no one go, hey, you've got blue hair? There's so many questions here. I love it.
I don't know. Someone just came into his work one day and was like, oh, where'd you get your hair done? I was looking for someone to do my hair exactly like yours. And he's like, what?
And he's like, can you tell me a place or a mechanism that I can see this for myself?
Yeah.
Like, oh. Wow. Like, no, it's bright blue.
Hey, well, thank you, Olivia. That's a great call, mate. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget Sharon.